This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday, 1 p.m., as big a game as this franchise has had this early in the season, as I've been saying all week, in decades. Brian Diardo covers the NFL for CBSSports.com. You can follow Brian on X at Brian Diardo, D-E, capital A-R-D-O. Brian was actually in Cincinnati for the Ravens game on Sunday that they were able to pull off 41-38. So you saw them up close. What are your first thoughts about the matchup Sunday with Washington?
Wade, thanks for having me on, as always. And I was there. Oh, for sure. And I was there. And what I saw was a Ravens team that was able to match fire with fire. I mean, it was clear, at the start of the second half that the Bengals offense had found their rhythm, and we had seen that in previous weeks as soon as T. Higgins had come back. But My question was, does Baltimore have the horses to stay with them in this track meet? And they did. They were quick hitting. I think one of the biggest surprises with Baltimore is, with Mark Andrews being down, you would think, okay, well, they're not getting much production from the tight end position. Well, that's not true at all. They had their third-string tight end, who I had, quite frankly, barely heard of until Sunday, had a 55-yard catch. That, to me, was the turning point in that game. They had just fallen behind by 10. They make that big play. They score very quickly to make it a three-point game. And at that point, it was on. And, Isaiah Likely talked to him after the game. I said, well, you might have one of the best tight end. He stopped me mid-sentence and said, no, we have the best. So, you look at their receivers and you think, okay, well, kind of the same old story. There's a little bit lacking there. But they make up for it with the tight ends. And they make up for it with the running game. And Derrick Henry, in my opinion, I mean, that guy it should be in any MVP conversation you're having. The irony was, on Sunday in Cincinnati, really was a non-story until the 51-yard run in overtime. Run. And yeah, that was it. I think he had 4 carries in the second half prior to that. So, and that was the perfect play call, right? I mean, the thing that really excites me about this matchup, though, you have obviously both quarterbacks, similar type quarterbacks, even though I don't think either one wants to admit that, I think was the story out of Washington. Yes. Was that Jaden doesn't want to be compared. But I think, too, you've got two defenses that have some question marks, even though Washington's come back and it's played great the last 2 weeks defensively. You wonder, who's going to win that matchup, who's going to get the key turnovers on defense. But just a super exciting game, very well-coached team. The two teams that are getting really good efforts from offensive lines that had question marks going into the season.
You know, Brian, in watching that game Sunday, I went back and watched the Baltimore game I'm talking about. I just was so impressed with Lamar, because what they weren't running the football like they had been with Derrick Henry. 51 of his 90-whatever yards came on that one run in overtime. And they got after him with blitz pressure, with extra man, 5-6-man pressures. And he hung in there, and he threw really good balls from the pocket. I think, we've all wanted to see that with Lamar, especially in the postseason. I thought he delivered from the pocket over and over again on Sunday.
No, I couldn't agree more. And it was a lot of what, you know, after the game, Zach Taylor, obviously their defense is historically bad and he's been getting buried, but he stopped, you know, and I thought said something appropriate where a lot of that was a lot of what Lamar Jackson was able to do. And to your point, I mean, they were doing a pretty decent job in the first half. It was a lower scoring first half. They had the lead. They actually had a safety on Derrick Henry in the end zone. The Bengals did to get 2 points. So they were doing a good job controlling them. But yeah, I mean, they kind of unleashed him in the second half. I think once it became a 10-point game, once I think they knew this is going to be a track meet, Joe Burrow is humming, they let him go. And I agree. I mean, his pocket presence has gotten a lot better, and I actually watched the Browns game when I knew I was coming on the show with you guys, and I think Deshaun gives you maybe a little bit of an appetite for what you're going to see. He's a good, you know, driving range, get some practice in, but obviously the Browns they're a mess right now, but you know, Deshaun was able to extend plays against Washington and was able to do some things, and I think that was good practice for Washington. But yeah, I mean, now I will say this again though. And Lamar would admit it. I mean, he takes chances, right? He takes chances. That touchdown pass to Isaiah Likely late in the game was a risk. There's no other way to say it. It was an amazing play by him, but it was a risk. It was a risk, right? And in overtime, he did have that, you know, he was trying to rush the snap. He was looking at the play clock, right? Yeah. He fumbled the ball. And so there are mistakes like that you wonder if those things continue, a good team like Washington should be able to pounce on that, and they should be able to capitalize. And I wonder if Washington is going to try to shorten the game with Austin Ekeler, with Robinson, because that's the one thing the Bengals also, I know you watched it, you saw it. Neither team really was having a lot of success running, and I think that allowed Baltimore to have more opportunities with possessions to match Cincinnati's scoring. So I wonder if Washington will try to run the ball in an effort to limit the amount of time that Jackson's on the field.
Yeah, I mean, right now, Baltimore defensively, pretty stout against the run. But, I mean, you know, you mentioned the first half. I mean, for Chase to be that wide open with 11 seconds to go in a half where you're trying not to give up the big play, maybe you'll give up the field goal attempt. They have struggled, Baltimore has, in coverage, and Washington right now, along with Baltimore, has been just lethal offensively in both ways, you know, explosive plays, also methodically, you know, moving the football down the field. So I'm curious as to what you think Washington's offense throwing the football will be against Baltimore.
It's going to be, I think the big plays are going to be there, but if you look at how they attacked, the Bengals did. And you said it. I mean, it was amazing that Chase was able to get open like that. So I think the amazing play to me was Burrow's touchdown to Yoshivosh, who's their third-string receiver. Because I was looking around the field.
It wasn't a touchdown. That was the throw down to the two-yard line, right?
Correct. Thank you. Yes, yeah. Thank you for that. Yes, yes. Yeah, but it was a throw that I'm thinking, where is he going with this thing? So he gave his receiver a chance. But where I'm getting at with Washington is their receivers should be good enough to get past Baltimore's defense. And I mentioned Yoshivosh because I think Deami Brown can do the same thing. And I know he had that amazing touchdown this past week against Cleveland. So I think this could be a game where, yeah, McLaurin's going to get his looks. He's going to get his touches. I think, to me, this would be a good game for Brown to exploit the lack of depth that Baltimore has. But you also saw one of Chase's touchdowns was just on a nice, simple bubble screen, and he made some nice moves. So I would, personally for Washington, would try to get guys like McLaurin, guys like Brown out in space and let them go one-on-one with Baltimore's defense because, and this is not something you normally say about a John Harbaugh defense, not the greatest tackling unit, especially, you know, on the back end. So if you can get them out in space, and I think that you know, Washington's absolutely going to try to do that. And you, again, you look at, you know, when I watched that game, you know, the unique formations I saw in the backfield, the disguises they made, how Daniels is managing himself overall and how he's running that offense. One other thing I'll say quickly, I think that Zach Ertz also could be a weapon in this game as well. And I think Cincinnati would have done better getting their tight ends more involved, but that's been an ongoing issue there for years. So it could be a situation there where I think that Jaden might look his way a little bit more and try to stretch this defense out. But I think the big plays will be available, but I also would make a concerted effort to get my guys open in open space and let my playmakers try to break some tackles and stretch them out that way too.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point just about the tight ends because I know Jake Ferguson had a big game against Baltimore. That game was kind of over, and then the Cowboys, you know, roared back there at the end. Brock Bowers had a monster game against Baltimore. Give me Brian, and we're talking to Brian DiArdo from CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. Just give me your overall, you know, thoughts on what Washington has been through five games, and then whether or not you think they've got a legitimate shot to win Sunday at M&T Bank.
Well, I went into the season, they were kind of my sleeper team.
I remember you telling us that, yeah, during the offseason.
Yeah, I didn't anticipate this, though. I don't know how many people did, but I did think they'd be good. I thought Daniels would be good. But, yeah, I mean, I think – do they have a chance to win? Absolutely. This is the best team that the Baltimore Ravens are going to see. As good as Cincinnati's offense is, their defense has just been – has been atrocious, right? And so this is going to be the best, most complete team that the Ravens are seeing. And I think
really?
My take on –
They played Kansas City and Buffalo.
Yeah, but I think as far as where we are right now in the season, I think Washington's better than Buffalo. Kansas City's a good point. It's hard to say Washington's better than the Chiefs, but I think they're going to present a challenge that's much tougher than what Baltimore faced, because Baltimore's – you know, they're very familiar with Kansas City, right? The AFC Championship game last year. They kind of know what you're going to get. It's like when you watch a sitcom that's been on for 10 years. You know what you're getting with the Chiefs. Mahomes, Kelsey, Chris Jones, we all know, right? But Washington, they've never seen them before. So this is a new meal. This is a new sitcom. They don't know exactly what they're going to see. And I think, you know, for that offense, by far that offense is going to be the biggest challenge that they've seen. Because, again, you know what you're getting with the Chiefs. But Jayden Daniels, I mean – you know, that play last week when he broke the tackle and threw that bomb to McLaurin was an unbelievable play. And I don't think there was much else Cleveland could have done better on that drive. And then you look at the fact that he threw a pick, I think, later on that drive, shook it off. I just think how Jayden Daniels is operating that offense, how he knows when to give up on a play. Because I was really worried about his longevity this season, because he took a massive shot against the Bengals on that game-winning touchdown pass. But when I watched the Browns game, I think I recall only one time that I actually see him take a hard hit. So if you can keep him healthy, which he's doing a very good job of doing, you can keep defenses, uncomfortable and honest with the running game, because that's another thing I love about Washington. They never stray too far away from that running game. They're getting exceptional blocking. I think Eckler was a great pickup. He's a very good complete back. I mean, yeah, could they use another number three receiver? Could they use a little bit more depth there? Absolutely. But every team's got that. Defensively, I'd like to see the secondary do more. I think no interceptions this year. They've allowed 11 touchdowns. I'm not that concerned with their running game, because I think a lot of teams just do that in some of these convincing wins they've had. So not too concerned there. This is a playoff team, though. I'm convinced in that. I don't think the NFC East is terribly good, and Washington is a slam-dunk playoff team.
Well, I mean, just, you know, making the comment, you took it back with the Chiefs, and I'm glad you did. But still, the idea that you had in your mind that this is Baltimore's toughest opponent, I mean, what is possible? The playoffs would seem to be the lower end of possible for you. What do you think's possible for Washington?
I mean, they could absolutely at least, you know, win a playoff game and go deep. Would I take them to get out of the NFC? I mean, that's going to be tricky, because I think the Niners are the most complete team. But what quarterback is playing better than Jayden Daniels right now? I mean, you know, Lamar Jackson is none. Right, none. I mean, yeah. So I think he's having the best rookie season I've ever seen, and I think anybody's ever seen to this point. I mean, he's blown away what C.J. Stroud did last year. You look at Ben Roethlisberger, you know, undefeated as a rookie 20 years ago, but he didn't have the numbers. Or the defense, you know, he had a better defense and he didn't have the numbers that Daniel's putting up, right? So they're going to go as far as he can go, really. And I think that defense, if you know, they've proven against inferior teams, they can dominate you. They dominated the Browns offense. They've dominated other offenses. I think Arizona was a really impressive one the week before, because Kyler Murray's playing really well. That was a surprise to me. I thought Arizona would give Washington a little bit of a challenge. But Washington's also proven with the Bengal game, we can win shootouts too. And I think that's maybe an underrated part of what Washington's doing. We can win in grudge matches and we can win in shootouts too. So we'll play any way you want to go. And I think that's, to me, the most dangerous thing about them. But there's no team I look at in the NFC and I say, oh, well, there's no way Washington can beat them. I mean, to me, the Niners are still the standard Bears, but we're seeing. I mean, McCaffrey's been banged up.
Well, tonight's a big game for them.
It's a huge game. Yeah. So my answer is if I was a Commanders fan, I'd be disappointed with the first round exit. I think obviously going to the playoffs is a great thing, and that shouldn't be, just pushed away. But I think you can set your sights higher. That's just my opinion.
We're talking to Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com. So, yeah, you mentioned, by the way, and Jaden was very respectful because he's a big Lamar Jackson fan. He just doesn't want to be compared to him, and Lamar said nice things about Jaden, etc. I actually don't think Lamar is the best comp for Jaden, but that's another conversation altogether. You know, if Washington were to go in and win and Jaden plays at the same level that he's played for the last 3 weeks in particular, where would he be come Monday morning on the MVP odds list?
He's got to be in the top three. He has
he's
to be
in the top five now.
Yeah, and I think you could start having that conversation. And my question is, who cares if he's a rookie? If people hold that against him, and then I don't know, then we should just eliminate rookies from being in contention, right? Like, to me, that could be the only thing that you could hold against him is that he's a rookie, and that, well, he's going to win rookie of the year. Why can't he win both? And you know, I think if Joe Burrow and the Bengals had more wins, I would give him much, you know, a lot of consideration because his numbers are astronomical this season as well. Yeah. But I think he's got to be the front runner. I mean, I love Derrick Henry, but running backs haven't won it in a dozen years. I don't think a running back's going to win it this year. There's really no one in the NFC that sticks out. I mean, to me right now, it's kind of between, you know, Lamar, it's between Daniels, and if you want to throw Henry in there, you can. Burrow and the Bengals need to win more games, so you could put him
Mahomes
in as the front
right
runner.
Mahomes, if they keep winning, yeah. Mahomes be, you know. And then C.J. Stroud's pretty damn good, too. We got a long way to go. There's so many storylines always in the NFL, and we're just at week six. And let me just quickly ask you a couple of questions about the league. This story out of New York that Todd Downing's taking over the play calling for Nathaniel Hackett, I am assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, that Aaron Rodgers had to say, this is okay.
I think there's a lot of stuff going on there that Aaron Rodgers is not happy about. And so I don't know. And he said this on McAfee, and he goes, I think some people think I have more power than I have. And I might start to think that might be true. I think that they might start making power moves over him. I mean, he did say he begrudgingly accepted it, but him and Hackett are boys, as I know that you know. And yeah. So I actually think that they might just be making power moves and not necessarily caring as much. So it could turn into like a Brady New England situation where they're making decisions he might not necessarily be happy with. But, yeah, it was a kind of a surprising decision. But yeah, I don't – this is going to end bad. And I think that Rodgers, when we look back, we're going to say that guy stayed around maybe 3 or 4 years too long.
Interesting. The 49ers are 2-3. I already mentioned this is a big game for them tonight. Do they have to win, falling two games behind Seattle at this point in the season? It's recoverable, but they're still banged up.
It's recoverable, but I do think they need to win. And also, you look at Seattle, they're kind of down right now, too. They started out really hot. They've lost some games here, I think. And they really need to show everybody they can close out games. They've lost three games by 10 points. That loss to the Rams team that was almost going to call you and I to go in and play receiver for them, like, that was an inexcusable loss. So I think you could chalk it up as a must-win. But they still have, you know, the great pass rushers. And I think the secret behind their, you know, their team, Ayuk is actually starting to play like a player that is making the money he's making. So you look at him, Jennings, Ayuk, Kittle. I mean, even with Samuel, if he's banged up, that's still such a deep team. That's why, to me, they're still the standard bearer in that conference. But I think they will win tonight because I think they're just too good to fall two games under 500.
Gotta run. Love talking to you. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Brian.
Anytime. Thank you.
Brian DiArdo from CBS Sports. Thanks to him. He was great on the show today. We had Charch on the show today as well. We had Danny Cannell. Danny Cannell was excellent in the first hour of the show. If you want to listen to the show, any part of the show, download it on the Odyssey app or just go to theteam980.com. And if you are listening to the podcast of the show, rate us and review us and follow us on Apple and Spotify. It helps us out a lot. Chris Russell has Jeremy Chin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Be on this show, so stay tuned for that. Back tomorrow for a huge Football Friday show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.